Mike Purcell with KRCC and CPR News. Colorado leads the country in people willing to donate organs. Those donations are being celebrated this weekend with a 5K donor dash. CPR's Elaine Tassi has more.
66% of Colorado drivers elect to donate organs on their driver's license, more than any other state. And organ transplants have increased almost 20% in recent years. Both are reasons to celebrate, according to Cheryl Talley, spokesperson for Donor Alliance, a nonprofit that focuses on organ and tissue donations in Colorado and Wyoming.
Our main goal is to raise awareness and to honor, celebrate, and recognize all those who have been touched by organ donation in our area.
The walk run costs $35 in Denver's Washington Park. I'm Elaine Tassi, CPR News.
Some residents of southeast Colorado Springs now need to drive about 20 minutes to reach the nearest grocery store. That's after the local King Supers closed last month due to asbestos. Shanna Simpkins says she recently drove to a market on the west side of the city to stock up on groceries for the month.
But you know what I can't get is strawberries throughout the month, blueberries, you know, a piece of bacon for a recipe.
King Supers says it is offering free grocery delivery to the area while the store is temporarily closed, but several residents at a Thursday meeting said they were unable to access that offer. The El Paso County Fair kicks off this weekend in Calhoun and runs for a week. It features attractions like a rodeo, demolition derby, and a junior livestock sale. Other county fairs in southern Colorado are already underway, like in Custer and Park counties. Young people competing could qualify to go to the state fair. That takes place in Pueblo at the end of August. The El Paso County Fair is an underwriter of KRCC. I'm Mike Purcell with KRCC and CPR News. Keep it tuned for Real Talk with Denver 7 and CPR News. And then at 4 o'clock, it's All Things Considered from NPR here on KRCC and CPR News.